Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. I'm here to help you today.
Yes, hi, Lamont. I received an offer from T-Mobile getting EarPods, and I didn't realize I was signing up for some kind of a subscription that was $49 and some cents every month, and I'd like to cancel that subscription.
Well, ma'am, may I have your zip code to pull up that account for you?
My zip code is 98027.
Thank you, ma'am. And the first and last name on the account?
Jane Tull, Tull.
Thank you, ma'am. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
2112 Newport Way Northwest, Issaquah, Washington, 98027.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you calling in reference to the two pairs of wireless earbuds and the silicone protective case? Yes, ma'am. So it wasn't that it's in a recurring billing or anything like that. It's actually the fact that the two products that you had ordered, the two pairs of wireless earbuds, were on a 14-day trial to where you could try them out for 14 days before you were billed for the full price, which is that $49.97 charge. Now, ma'am,
Oh.
these earbuds are very nice and they are water resistant and sweat resistant, so you couldn't use them for active wear. And we do have some discounts on this product, such as a 35% discount off of the full price of them of the $49.97.
So I owe you the $49.97 for these earbuds. Is that
Yes, ma'am.
correct?
Yes, ma'am. For the two pairs of earbuds that you had received, yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll tell you, told the bank that I did not make this purchase. So I've declined this purchase.
Well, ma'am, what I can do is I can increase that discount amount to being a 50% discount. That way that it will charge you at a reduced price, and all you would have to do is just call your bank and let them know that this was a charge that you did recognize. You just didn't recognize it the first time. You had called the company.
So what's the price you're going to charge me? The
Just give me one
additional
second, ma'am.
50%.
The charge would be for $29.98. Just give me one second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, at a 50% discount for both earbuds, it would only be a charge of $49.97. So it would actually just come out to being just that one charge for both instead of two charges of $49.97 for each earbuds.
So the total amount that I owe you now is $49.97 still.
Yes, ma'am. But it's for both pairs of earbuds instead of it being $49.97 a piece.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, put it through again, and we'll let the bank contact me.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one second. I'm gonna apply that a discount to your account, okay?
Yes, please. So, are you going to charge me twice for the $49.97?
Well, ma'am, it's for the retail price for both of those products is $49.97, but since I put that 50% discount on, it's only going to be for that one charge of $49.97 instead of two.
Okay.
Or it may show up as two charges as $24.98, but it'll equal to $49.97.
It probably would be better for the bank if you put the two charges in.
Yes, ma'am. So just give me one second, I can do that. And I'm scheduling the charge to go through tomorrow so it doesn't go through tonight.
Yes, that's good.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I do have that 50% discount applied to your account. So the only charges that should be coming through sometime tomorrow would be for two charges of $24.98, coming out to being a total of $49.97.
Okay.
Well, ma'am, I'd like to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Lamont.